Chapter 3. Want to tell me why you've brought two civilians into my squad? Lucy asked, glancing through the glass walls into her office. This was a secure area. Civilians never came here.
Technically, Oshiro drawled, only 1.5 civilians. The man is Seth Bernhardt.
The assistant U.S. attorney? Lucy squinted at the back of the man's head. I thought he quit a few years back. Oshiro frowned, turned her so that their backs were to her office.
Burned out was more like it. Was working in Atlanta doing some of the initial innocent image prosecutions.
Innocent images was federal law enforcement's intensive effort to identify the victims and perpetrators in child pornography. Because of the sheer volume of images, early on, before computer algorithms were created to help ease some of the burden, it required being closeted in a small, dark room, scanning pornography over and over for clues, hours on end. It messed with a lot of law enforcement officers' heads, even after mandatory counseling and periodic psych evals were begun. Walden worked with innocent images in Atlanta before he came here, Lucy remembered.
He and Bernhardt worked together. Most prosecutors never want to see the evidence. Say they need to compartmentalize, focus on the trial. Not Bernhardt. He was the young hotshot newbie headed to the fast track to D.C., wanted his fingers in every pie when it came to his cases. Then he got in over his head with one case, and it swallowed him whole.
Now it was all making sense.
June Unknown. Everyone was obsessed with that one, even Walden.
They both knew Isaac Walden was the most level-headed agent around. Nothing upset the man's equanimity, at least not since Lucy had met him 2 years ago when she came to start the Pittsburgh Safe Squad. But he never talked about his time in Atlanta. She thought it was because his wife died there. A sudden stroke on Thanksgiving Eve 4 years ago while Walden was working late at the office. Bernhard left the U.S. attorney's office after he prosecuted several of the men who had June Unknown's images, she continued. June Unknown was the reason why the safe squads were created, in hopes that a multi-agency, multi-jurisdictional approach to child molestation and other sexual felonies would be more fruitful in capturing the worst of the worst. Lucy's squad had more than proven successful. Too successful, maybe. As other agencies such as ICE began to shoulder some of the burden, using the tactics and strategies she and her team had developed. The actual perpetrator was never arrested, right?
Never found. But there's more to it than that. A lot more.
He glanced over her shoulder into her office.
Want to hear it from him?
You know they're pushing me out, shutting us down. If we can't close this case... It was bad enough leaving all their open cases for local law enforcement or other agencies to take over. But one that Walden was personally involved with? She couldn't let him down. Then she nodded to herself. Walden. Clever man. That was the point. He knew she'd never let him down. Knew she needed something to focus on. Maybe even thought this case was big enough to save the squad from the budget axe. It wasn't, of course. But Walden also knew that Lucy specialized in finding ways around the rules. Oshiro clamped one of his beefy hands down on her shoulder, just hard enough to get her attention.
This isn't about you or your squad, Guardino. This is about saving a life, more than one. You up for it? Or were you planning to sit around twiddling your thumbs until the brass kicks you to the curb?
He was half joking, half serious, which pissed her off. She shrugged his hand away and stalked past him to her office door. Behind her, she heard him murmur,
"That's my Lucy May."
Irritated, Oshiro really belonged in feudal Japan with his heavy-handed tactics than on the streets of Pittsburgh. She pushed the door open so hard it slammed against the wall behind it. Bernhard and the woman sitting beside him both jumped. He came out of his chair, angling his body to shield her. Who was this damsel in distress? She wondered, even as she regarded the former assistant U.S. attorney. She'd last seen him at the San Diego Conference on Child Maltreatment a few years back, giving a report on his new tactics of using civil reparation suits against pedophiles and how they could help law enforcement and prosecutors obtain confessions. Then, he'd appeared young, cocky, handsome, a crusader whose passion was contagious. The man before her now still had the same fire blazing in his eyes, but his features, always angular, hawkish, she'd heard a defense attorney describe him, although that might have been more about his prosecutorial style, were gaunt, as if he'd lost more weight than he could spare. He nodded to her and slid back into his seat, and Lucy got her first good look at the woman. She was in her mid-20s, long blonde hair pulled back in a ponytail that made her appear waifish. No makeup, simple green jersey dress, and matching cardigan. But her eyes. There was nothing young or innocent about them. Pale blue, they looked washed out, as if they'd seen too much. Haunted. Lucy had seen the same expression on so many victims she'd lost count. Walden stepped forward to make introductions.
Supervisory Special Agent Lucy Guardino, you already know Seth Bernhardt. And this, he indicated the blonde, is June Bernhardt, a.k.a. June Unknown.